Everybody, it's Michael Martin. Thanks for being here. Hope you had a good holiday. Got a few pings on, you know, goal setting and how to go about the process. You know, I think it's something that's very, very academic, but it also could be very, you know, personal to you and how you go about it. I don't know that there's any one way to do it. I do know that there's a bit of a formula, though, however you come around to it. So most of it has to do with the actions that you take, right? They say goals are dreams with deadlines. And, you know, the by when part is the magical part, because that makes you commit to taking certain actions. You can't just say like, oh, I want to learn to speak, you know, Portuguese. You need to say when, and then you have to divide up your calendar on what action steps you're going to take. Because the action steps, even if you completely fumble through them, and you start off slowly, the action taking is the key to getting the goal done. Sitting there is going back to the smart guy that I know who said, ready, aim, 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 aim. Eventually, you have to pull the trigger. And so it's going to look weird. It might feel weird. It's going to be new for sure. But as long as you put yourself in that space of that newness, of the attempt, you're going to find that things are going to move with you to help you achieve your goal. A lot of folks obviously want to talk about managing money, managing risk, whether they're investment advisors or portfolio managers or, you know, just trading their own money. And they're having trouble, you know, with setting a goal. And I think a lot of it is because if you think of a goal in trading, what's the first thing that you think about? It's probably rate of return, right? If you're clever, you might also think of rate of return versus drawdown and what that ratio is, right? But what you can really start to focus on is think about it as a process, like you would train to go to a gym, right? You know, you have muscle tone, you have bone, you know, density and strength, you have endurance. So there's all those types of things and they all add up to health, right? So if you look at your rate of return, you could think of that as your health. And then you could say, you know, what is it that you have to do in the meantime to fill in the spaces to get to that spot? Now, I don't want to pick a number for you because it all comes down to the type of risk that you take, the asset class, the position sizing. That has a lot to do with rates of return, you know, as well as a little bit of luck and being at the right place at the right time. You can't really tell when you put a trade on how far it's going to move. That's the unknown part, right? We're dealing with imperfect information and, you know, outcomes that are not, that are probabilistic. So you can think of a process, like what are you willing to do every day? And what are you willing to do the day before in preparation, right? That might be a time commitment, which is quantity, and then there has to be quality. One thing you might consider is focusing on one asset class. You know, there's only a handful of people that I know, and I know everybody, who actually can trade several asset classes and do them all well. That's not typically how it goes. I'm not saying don't endeavor to do it, but typically you need to pick one and get good at that, and then you can kind of branch out. I don't really know anybody who was born with the magic touch to handle any one particular asset class, never mind all three. It always takes work. And if you read, you know, the first Market Wizards book, each and every one of those people had to go through a bit of an emotional hazing before they got it right. So if that's the case for you and you're going through that hazing or you did this year, that's good news because now you're just like the folks in Market Wizards. Everyone has to go through it. It's just a matter of time now before you figure out what steps you need to add and what ones you most likely have to move. If you're trying to be everything to everybody, that's going to be harder to do. So if you're trying to trade, for example, currencies, commodities, options, and stocks, and you're trying to do it all at once, I would say back off from that and pick one that feels better for you and get that process going. And then from there, you can branch out once you've had some success in terms of how to manage that. So how do you feed your brain? Well, you can talk to, you know, good people who you look up to and ask them their advice. You can certainly read any number of books. There's probably a lot of stuff on the internet. I would also encourage you when you're starting to think longer term time frame. it feels very good emotionally to buy something at 15 and sell it at 20. I've been there a million times. But the point is, if 20 goes to 50, you really didn't win on the trade, right? You kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, you won, you took money, it was a profitable trade. But when you think about the opportunity cost of what you left on the table, it's nothing really to click your heels about. So it's a little bit harder emotionally because it's really super easy now, and it basically costs you nothing, literally, to get in and out of trades. You know, it was very punitive to be an active trader when I started because commissions were very, very high. And now you can move, you know, tens of thousands of shares, if not more, for what the base rate was for like 100 shares back in the day. Just a little history. So I would encourage you to trade smaller and let the market do the heavy lifting. And so that this way, if you trade smaller, any big wag of the stock isn't going to have a big impact on your P&L at the beginning. The key is to get the process down. You could always increase size after. But if imagine this, if you did for several months, tried a new strategy or you're trying a new asset class, you traded super small for 3 months just to get the data. Then you can kind of see where you want to amplify things, what things you can remove, and you haven't done any real lasting damage to your portfolio, which can be destabilizing enough in and of itself. So that's how I would go about it, is very deliberately and very slowly, very scientifically, methodically. I would take extensive notes. I would use a simulator if you can, and be mindful if you are using a simulator that you want to see everything at the portfolio level, not one name at a time, right? Because if you have substantial assets, you're not going to be just snipering one name. What are you going to do with the other 90 million, right? You gotta keep several positions, take them home overnight, mark them to the market, recalibrate your asset base, and then figure out what your position sizing is going to be the next day, because everything's said and done when you net out unrealized gains and losses plus the cash, you're going to come up with a number, and then you're going to come up with whatever it is, you know, 0.5%, 0.25%, 0.25%, that might be only a few $1,000 difference day after day after day, but it might impact what your share sizes are, right? So that's your position size, because it's going to be different for every name that you have. And go slowly and just realize you're endeavoring something new. So imagine if you're trying to learn a new language that you don't speak. At the beginning, you can kind of recite what you hear someone else say, but you might not say it with any feeling or emotion. Same thing would be for those of you like me who are musicians and you're trying to play a new song. First thing you need to get the notes. And then you have to figure out on the fretboard where is Coltrane or Julian Adderley or Charlie Parker playing this, because notes on a saxophone are a lot easier to play in my mind's eye than trying to transcribe those things and play them on a guitar. So it doesn't sound that great at first, but you persist. You get little by little, you learn a phrase, and you know, you try it out the next day, and you keep coming back. Anyway, that's the process. And the process isn't necessarily perfect, but the process is progress. And that's the key, is that you're making progress. When and what and why and how you get to your destination, you're largely powerless over, but I know if you don't take the initial steps, you're never going to get there by willing it into your life. You have to do it. That's all for now. If you'd like a free copy of the audiobook version of The Inner Voice of Trading, you can help yourself. It's at Martin Chronicle. It's on me. Happy Monday. I'll see you tomorrow.